hella ball show, the hella ball show, the hella, the hella, the hella ball show, the hella ball show, the hella ball show, the hella ball show, the hella ball show. Hello, I'm Dan Wilson, and welcome to the Hellebore Shoe, flinging bent cutlery back at the crooked dinner lady of our entertainment industry. Let's bypass this introductory waffle and get on with the shoe. There's a lot to get through. This next track introduces itself. It's called Low Pass Filters.
Bob!
Welcome to the underpass. This is called Low Pass Filters. Listen.
It was a sunny Sunday afternoon. The swans and geese were clapping at the passers-by just to annoy them. There was a clammy-fisted fight underneath the streetlight over the loss of face during a dance with bass.
People on skateboards just went.
With an old tin can man claps his hands and places bets on who will win with a pigeon rat thing in the corner by the radiation engine. Vent fans going haywire, flirting with a girl called sewage, searching in the skips for sausage. Just gotta get a text message to you telling you how it feels in truncated sleazy language. Feeling like an estrogen sandwich. Bondage, cabbage, bandages. Utilities for the lonely. Get broken by the leery. Feeling like a bottle of fairy liquid. Green, green, green and squashy, mild plastic thing. Effeminate resource, bubbly junk. Sheep back street, asleep and drunk. Anionic surfactants, soap suds, non-ionic surfactants, virgin, amphoteric surfactants, orgiastic, hydrotrope and perfume. Languishing in charity brothels, brandishing some broken bottles. Punters look so bony. On their telephony, very testosterone-y. Input 240 volts AC through a step-down transformer, you see. Equalizer high 20 kilohertz, low 20 hertz. Hit them where it hurts. When it goes from bad to worse, driving a knife through the amplifier's heart. Capacitors ejaculate their signals quite frequently on a bling and a prayer jingle jangle. Dispense some information over the sound system. Dispense some information. Sonic amplification systems. The government secretly funds organisations that comprise of people off their heads to make it look as if the country's brain dead. Then people in suits get more respect as their brain dead strategies spread. At this point, I'd like to dispense some sound advice that once upon a time at school, someone tried to bully me, slogans of disrepute because he loved to cause dispute. Then I turned into his face, blue, blue eyes, and said, la 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 la
always paid me dividends, but never made me any friends. But nothing really matters, even though people are walking past. Everyone makes errors, static discharge errors, terrors, but we're all just maggots on God's CPU. The constipated, overclocked, overheating, celestial CPU of wonder.
That was a hellish piece of tape-dropping fodder called low-pass filters, recorded in an echoey underpass sometime a few years ago. At this point, I'd like to encourage listeners to go out there with a baking tray, some elastic band stretched over it, and make your own music and record it and send it in, because I'd love to hear it. But now, let's just shake those blues away with a trance disco toss-up which ends in a catastrophic electronic vomit.
Disturbance like a swan crapping on an ant's nest. Creepy crawlers, pompous, waddling, inflicted evil children, rude men in loud cars and women bode no aphrodisiacs. The self-righteous backfired the faces of misfortune, so cries any son to chirp away the day. Fuck.
But you're swearing. You expressing yourself, it shows your inability when you got hiccups. It shows your inability to express yourself without having to use swear words. Swear words are not it right to express yourself. You could use other forms of language. Expression. Personal expression.
Not again. Not again. Mrs. Schadenfreude's banging her barbed wire tambourine against a neighbour's crotch. She's feeding frozen margarine to her husband's sloth. Nobody can believe it. I can't believe it's not butter, but her hands are better best forgotten. Gutter, rubber, gloved asbestos, tosses rotten. Bah! Somewhere in the lobby, my father's talking to a surgeon about methods of castration. Kids in hoods are aiming an air gun at magpie-shaped dandelions. You're now entering suburbia for newspaper reports on regeneration. There are no optimistic faces, only misty, pessimistic faces. You can't run from it. You've got runny nose.
You just don't get the eye runny.
The can't be bothered vibe tethers you to park benches of woodworm and boredom. Naked old tramp man leaning on your face.
Dreaming.
Leaning on your face.
FUCKINGBASTARD.
That's not right. Dream about pollution.
Was a track entitled You Don't Get the Eye Runny, Runny Eye, which unfortunately featured Carol Vorderman from Countdown spelling out some mild profanity. If you were offended, I do apologise for that, although it was Carol Vorderman who said it, and she could make anything sound harmless. Any roads, it's time to go window cleaning.
Justine, all the bygone memory and people's
sitting on lavatories, and all I could do was look. I could write a dozen books just stating everywhere I looked. God blimey. My window cleaning days are over, 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 I'm never gonna get that adrenaline rush again. Using a video camera to remind myself which windows I'd already cleaned. But people didn't believe me when I told them what I use it for. They said it's really creepy and recording people's against the law. And my window cleaning days are over, my window cleaning days are over, my window cleaning days are over, my window cleaning days are over. Never gonna get that adrenaline rush again. Sometimes I forget which windows I've just cleaned. I use a video camera to help remember things. People always seem alarmed when that camera's on my arm, but I'm just focusing on the pane of glass. You could fill a dozen books just stating everyone who crossed. Cal Gordon Bennett! My window cleaning days are over, 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 and I'm never gonna get that adrenaline rush.
My window cleaning days are over indeed. That was dedicated to banjo king George Formby, who sadly didn't live long enough to enjoy the benefits of a digital camcorder to remind himself which windows he'd already cleaned. But never mind. Now it's time for a piece of tape-dropping music. A few years ago, I found an excellent cassette of amateurish interviews lying under a table, the kind of material that would make Resonance FM sound like Radio 4. It was in a college canteen. Obviously, it was a tape which a media student had accidentally lost and hadn't intended for anyone to actually find it and any outsiders to hear it, but it made for a great listening experience. I recycled some of this material by adding background textures, creepy drones and anecdotal sounds, and rediffused it into the lost tape domain. This is an excerpt from this endeavour.
Annie interviewing Robert on the 2nd of October. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how do you do?
Fine. So, what radio station have you been researching?
Classic FM.
Classic FM. Why Classic FM?
Well, it plays all soft, classical, like Mozart and other types of soft, slow music, basically. And I like that kind of music.
How often do you listen to this radio station?
I normally listen to it at night time just before I go to bed because it relaxes me to go to sleep, basically.
Okay. How long has this radio station been going on for?
Well, this one's been going on for about 25 years since. I think my granddad said there was a show that was going on there, so yeah, about 25 years, I believe.
Have this radio station got its own internet?
Yes, it has.
Have you been on it before?
Well, I have been sort of on, but not for long. Been on there for like 10 minutes or so, not much.
When you listen to it, does it give away competition prizes?
Yes, they do a number of competitions at Christmas and other special occasions. Give away teddy cars, etc, etc.
So it's a popular thing, giving away it constantly every day?
It's not every day, but it's every other day, basically. It all depends on what they're giving away. You have to just listen, tune in, and wait for the prizes to come up, basically.
Okay. How many DJs are there, do you reckon, roughly?
well, we don't call them DJs as such. It's more news, and there's one or two people what present the actual show. Currently, I believe there's about five people what do the show at different times, like 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock, you know, all different times, really.
Okay, is this an all-night thing? Does it go through the whole day and never stop, or is it only certain hours it runs for?
Well, it's currently, I believe it's from 4 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock at night. There's also a... like sort of a tele program, but it's over the radio as well, so that lasts about an hour as well. So you, yeah, it's a good few hours.
Right, is it, do they have a special shop or anything? Because when I've done my research on Capital, they've got their own shop.
Yeah, they do have our own shop. That's in central London, down in Leicester Square. It's not a very big one, it's just a small little shop where you can buy cuffs, t-shirts, etc, basically.
Next, I'm going to play you something unusual for this show's standards. It's a cover version of two popular songs which have been welded together into an awful mass of folk hell. This was for the purposes of sacrilege. It's called Frog Marching Venus. See if you can guess which two songs they are.
Win or lose, sit or swim, one thing is certain, never give in. Side by side, hand in hand, we all stand together. Play the game, fight the fight. What's the point on a beautiful night? Side by side, arm in arm, we all stand together.
That was a piece of experimental sacrilege. Because sacrilege? Because the Paul McCartney fans wouldn't like it being bonded with Venus in Furs, and the Lou Reed fans wouldn't enjoy it being molested with the Paul McCartney frog song. On the day I recorded that cover version, I had a terrible dream at night. It was in a strange shed, and Paul McCartney was beating the crap out of me, and he headbutted me, and he walked out of the room and just left me on the floor covered in blood. And then Lou Reed walked in and just stubbed out a cigarette on my forehead, and then he suddenly morphed into Mike Reed. At that moment, I woke up in a cold sweat and vowed never to do cover versions again. So you won't hear any more cover versions on this show unless someone else has done them and sent them in, which is okay. Now, here is a piece to play us out. It's a track which comprises of many different recordings of metal bars being kicked around public toilets. Unfortunately, the recording ends abruptly because someone walked into the toilet whilst I was scrambling around on the floor with all the metal bars and chaotic noise. I was so embarrassed that he looked me straight in the eyes and I had to run to the nearest hairdresser's to obtain a different haircut in case he ever saw me again. Until next week, be well.